Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You are once again in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show on Saturday night, February 29th, year 2020. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. We come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and also every Saturday night from 8 o'clock p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But as usual, and especially for the first-time listeners, I'm asking all guests, please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be bringing forth the Word of God very shortly. So make sure you have your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready so that you can follow along as we go through God's Word together on tonight. We always open up with prayer. Why? Because we serve an awesome God, and he's worthy to be praised, and we are to do everything decently and in order according to his word. So we always go to his approach throne of grace before we go any further into our broadcast. So I'm asking our listeners, if you would please pray with me on tonight. Dear God, Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name on tonight because we know that you're worthy to be praised. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, and even no matter what we're going through, you're still worthy to be praised. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, again, for who you are on tonight. Heavenly Father, we ask that you will help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us for your glory in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we ask that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, that our work for you on earth will not be in vain, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Norman King, my first cousin, and his entire family, and every faithful doer of your word all over the land, Heavenly Father, that are being doers of your word, that are fully committed and dedicated and are persuaded on standing and teaching your word, standing on and teaching your word, Heavenly Father, in the earth for such a time as this, in these last and evil days, that your word is not going out void. It's going to accomplish everything that you set out for it to do. So we thank you in advance that it's going to do the same thing on tonight. And we pray now, Lord, and lift up all those that may be tuning on tonight that do not have a personal relationship with your son, Jesus Christ, who is not saved in his name, is our prayer. I hope and desire that something will be said on tonight through your man of God that will touch their hearts, Lord, that they will be able to open their own mouth and confess their sins and ask Jesus Christ, your son, to come into their hearts and save them even on tonight. And those that are backslidden will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word on tonight is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we continue to lift up my entire family, not only my family, but the entire King family, and all those that are bereaved, Bishop James Jennings, my bishop and pastor and his family, in the loss of loved ones, Deacon Coleman of Greater Shelter Faith Baptist Church, and the young usher at our church, her son. We experienced so much death in the land, Heavenly Father. Our brother in Christ, Brother Omir, who was homegoing service with this past Thursday. But we know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So we're not the only ones that are dealing with and experiencing death in our families. People are losing loved ones all over the land. So we know that you are our comforter. You are our strength. And through it all, you're still worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, we just give you glory, honor, and praise on tonight. So once again, we ask that you will help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us. Continue to touch, heal, and deliver, and strengthen those that are sick in their bodies. Heavenly Father, because we know that you're still working miracles, signs, and wonders even on tonight. So have your way on tonight, Heavenly Father, even in the lives of every listener, that you alone will be glorified is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, tonight's scripture food for thought comes to us saying, don't doubt God or his word. Once again, tonight's scripture food for thought comes to us saying, don't doubt God or his word. I do have one announcement that I would like to make before I bring forth Pastor Norman King, and that is on behalf of Paradise Chapel Funeral Home, which is located on the east side of Detroit. That address is, if you bear with me just one second, the address for Paradise Chapel Home for Funerals is 13403 Van Dyke Avenue. That's on the east side of Detroit, Michigan. Phone number 313, area code 564-8484. Once again, Paradise Chapel Home for Funerals, where the slogan and theme is, we are there when you need us. Once again, the phone number is 313, area code 564-8484. And their lowest package deal starts at $2,595. And the executive director there is Brother Russ. You would call and ask for Brother Russ. He is the executive director there at the Paradise Chapel Home for Funerals on the east side of Detroit, in Detroit, Michigan. As I was saying earlier in my prayer, I am praying and asking all listeners that we all need each other in the body of Christ. That's why the word of God said we ought to always encourage one another with the words of God, because we're all experiencing something. We're all going through something. Something may be different than mine, and mine may be different than yours, but we all need each other. So we need to be constantly, sincerely praying one for another, and continue to lift each other up in prayer, because God, he promised that he would not put no more on us than we're able to bear. We serve an awesome God, and he is a promise keeper. So I thank God for you, the listeners, that have been lifting up me and my family as we have experienced another loss in our family. Our brother, retired Wayne County Deputy Curtis Lee Brown, after being a Wayne County Sheriff for 31 years with the city, Wayne County Deputy, he made his transition on February the 18th, and his viewing will be this coming Monday at the Clora Funeral Home, 5801 East 7 Mile Road, Detroit, Michigan. 48234 is the zip code if you're on the east side of Detroit and would like to come by and wish us well and let us see your faces as we say goodbye to our brother, my brother, retired Wayne County Deputy Curtis Lee Brown on this coming Monday. Again, that's at the Clora Funeral Home, 5801 East 7 Mile Road, Detroit, Michigan, 48234. Right now, I'm going to do one short music break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to yield the mic to Pastor Norman King. Once again, he is my first cousin. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. And I also extend, continue to send my condolences to my uncle, Uncle Malachi, and his wife, my lovely Aunt Eva May. We want to continue to lift up that family, which is also a part of my family, as they have already funeralized their son, Chris. We want to continue to lift up his wife and his children. Just as I said earlier, we're all going through something, so that's why we need to continue to pray for one another, continue to encourage one another in the Lord, that we can continue to move forward and do what God has called us to do in the Lord. Right now, we're going to do this short music room. We're going to come and we're going to come back and yield the mic to Pastor Norman King to deliver God's word on tonight. And once again, I hope you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready to follow along with him as he gets ready to deliver God's word on tonight. I'm trying to see what we're going to do right here. Pray for me. That's what we're going to do. Pray for me for our music break. Enjoy the music break.
Come on, KD.
An old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir.
Pray.
Pray. Pray.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Did you hear what he said in that song? He said it's an urgent request, and it is. I just want to say this before I bring on Pastor Norman King to deliver God's word on tonight. You know, it's a beautiful thing to witness when you see a loved one and you know that they are saved in Jesus' name. You know, it's a beautiful thing to know that they're no longer suffering after the Lord has called them home to be, you know, absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. But to sit, watch your loved one go through some of the things that they go through, knowing that you can do nothing but sit there and watch them go through it. And after the doctors, the physical doctors, the earthly doctors have done all they could do to try to save them, it's a beautiful thing to know that they are saved in Jesus' name. So on tonight, if you know that you are not saved in the name of Jesus on tonight, because the word of God tells us that it has been appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. So that means that if Jesus Christ don't come back first, that means we're all going to leave by this way of death. So if you know that you're not saved on tonight, after hearing this word, even while the word is going forth on tonight through Pastor Norman King, all you have to do is open up your mouth and mean it from your heart, because God knows he's searching our hearts. Mean it from your heart. Ask the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins and ask him to save you, because that's what he wants to do, because it's not God's desire that any soul be lost. So it's up to you. You have a choice to make on tonight. So do you want to spend your eternity in hell fire, or do you want to spend eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King? So the reason I'm saying that is it's a beautiful thing to know that you have watched a loved one suffer, and then you know that they have made their transition. They're going to be with the Lord forever, and you're going to see them again at the foot of Jesus. So I'm saying that for a reason on tonight. If you know you're not saved, you hear my voice, you hear Pastor Norman King's voice, you have an opportunity even right now to get it right with the Lord, so that you too, because we don't know when our time is going to end on earth, so that you want to spend eternity with our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Right now, I'm so excited once again to bring forth my first cousin, Pastor Norman King, the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. Pastor Norman King, I now yield the mic to you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I am so humbled and grateful, as always, to be privileged in the name of Jesus to be on this program, amen, on this, you know, to do this service unto the Lord, whichever word fits. In my heart, God knows what I mean, but my intent is, amen, and I thank God. I take this very serious. I take my call very serious, and I thank God for Cousin James for being obedient to the Holy Spirit and rendering me, amen, this opportunity. I thank God for each and every one of you in the sound of my voice, and I pray that something said that's going to be said will touch you in a way that will quicken you, to urge you, to stir you, amen, to understand that there are things that God has commanded us to do in this time in which we yet live, amen. And I want to just get started with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, and I love you. Hallelujah. I just love you so much, and I love you so much, and I love you so much, and I just humble myself before you, that I decrease and that you increase, and let your word, Father God, go forth, Father God, in power and obedience, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, amen, amen, amen. Tonight, we're going to be looking at the book of Acts, the 16th chapter. We're going to read verses 16 through 18. King James Version says, "And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying." Verse 17, "The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, These men are servants of the Most High God, which showed unto us the way of salvation." Hear that? The way of salvation. 18, "And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her, and he came out the same hour." Tonight I want to come from a topic, the power of Jesus' name. The power of Jesus' name. And I want to start off by saying, be careful who you listen to and be careful who you follow. Amen. Because there's a lot of people that are saying a whole lot of things. And if you're not careful, when I say careful to the believer, that means prayerfully careful, not just careful all by itself, but be prayerfully careful who you listen to and who you follow. Now, we see in the scripture here, it says, and it came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us. See, I like how the word says certain, because, see, there are certain spirits that's been dispatched unto you. Amen. And evil spirit has been dispatched to come after you. Amen. But if you're not prayerfully careful, you will be overtaken by that what appear to be okay. The scripture says in this way in the King James, come in the form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. And if we're not prayerfully careful, we will be bamboozled by what appear to be okay, what appear to be good. Amen. Back to this spiritual divination. It's the practice of seeking knowledge of the future or the unknown by supernatural means. Now, and with that being said, we have what we call secret societies. Amen. And these secret societies are cults. Amen. And cult is a system of religious veneration and devotion directed toward a particular figure or subject. Another definition would be a relatively small group of people having religious beliefs or practice regarded by others as strange or sinister. Amen. And we have a lot of secret societies. When I say a lot of them that's operating. Amen. And a lot of it is a lot of political cliques that's tied in with it as well. It's like underground clubs that exist in today's entertainment industry. And there's a lot of people that are being bamboozled unaware. That it's happening. It's so, I'm not going to mention no names. You who follow, amen, you know what I'm saying. But I want you to be aware of the same thing that was dealing with in the book of Acts is so prevalent today. Amen. And we got to bind this spirit of divination. Amen. And we got to loose the Holy Spirit and the gifts. Amen. And one of the areas in the secret society is the Illuminati. Amen. Amen. I'm going to say it again. The Illuminati is one of the secret societies. Amen. Illuminati is the name given to special groups, both real and fictitious. Historically, the name usually refers to a Bavarian Illuminati, an enlightened era secret society founded on 1 May 1776. And the society goals were to oppose superstitious. And I just want to just touch a little bit. I'm not going to stay there, but I'm going to talk in general about a lot of tonight, man. And I thank God, His Holy Spirit, for leading me this way tonight. The Illuminati is an elite organization of world leaders. If any of you tonight on the time of voice who've studied this, you'll notice that a lot of people that you see every day in some form or fashion, whether it be TV or going to the concert, amen, come on somebody, very popular people, very distinguished people, amen. They are disguised, amen, behind their smiles and their good looks and their notoriety and their popularity, amen, amen. And we're not realizing that they are evil. I'm going to just call it like this. They are evil. Amen. Because anything that opposes God is evil. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And before I get even farther in this, because hallelujah, thank you, Lord. It's this other one is called Luciferian, like Luciferianism, amen. And Luciferian is a system or belief which involves black magic in its worship of Lucifer. Uh-huh. I'm going to say again, black magic. Amen. Now, we know that a lot of these things are going on, and see, and we are being overtaken in the spirit because we are so driven by entertainment, even in the churches nowadays, right? You know, it's so much entertainment. We're called to worship God, amen, not to be great entertainers, amen. If you took away a lot of stuff from the church, from the ministry, amen, people would think it's too dry. But the word of God is what's needed above all. Come on, somebody, amen. But we got to put all this entertainment and all this showmanship in not realizing that behind this is the spirit of divination. Hallelujah. And as I continue on with this message, amen, I want to thank God for the opportunity, amen, for what she has granted me to be able to share in this area tonight, amen. A slave girl, as it says, inhabited by a spirit that enabled her to tell fortunes. Amen. I know some of you on the sound of my voice, you always look at your fortune reading every day. You call yourself, I used to call myself an Aquarius. When I was born, but let me tell you something, I'm not a Aquarius, I'm a man of God, according to God's word. What? Period. Amen. All these are cults. Amen. All of these, it falls under the spirit of divination. Amen. And we got to call things according to God's word. Amen. And this woman here was to make large sums of money for her owners. Verse 16 talks about it. Amen. And tells everyone that these men were servants of the Most High God. Now, she was telling the truth, but she would call herself mocking, though. These are the men who serve the Most High God, amen, who were proclaiming the way of salvation. See, but Paul was greatly annoyed. Paul, he didn't want a demonic fortune-telling spirit shouting about his work. Come on, somebody. Come on now, huh? You're going to get mad yourself. Amen. You got folks out here perpetrating you and saying all these things of who you are. Amen. And you got to be like Paul was. Come on, church. Amen. It says Paul was greatly annoyed. He didn't want a demonic fortune-telling spirit shouting about his work and marketing the gospel in such a manner. Amen. You got to come out of your rut. Come on, huh? And recognizable or not, and get yourself back on track. Amen. And be like Paul. I mean, here is this. You got to command that spirit to come out. Amen. Instead of sitting there accepting, command that spirit to come out. And see, Paul, now, it reminds me of a lot of things I watch in TV and cartoons. Well, I think one of them was like Popeye got beat up and knocked down, and when he got tired and he got sick and tired, he said, enough is enough. When are you going to say that? Huh? And maybe you have said it. And maybe you said it and you moved in, and then maybe you, through life situations, circumstances, you got in a rut all over again, amen? And then you allow yourself to get back in that same rut again. But I come out tonight to let you know that you got to do like this example, as I'm saying, and you got to just trust in God. And you got to know that there's power. What? Power in the name of Jesus. Amen. See, this here is, in this example tonight, it talks about the power of sin and money. Yes, the power of sin and money versus what? The power of Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus' name will trump everything every time, but you got to allow it. Amen. Full reign. Amen. The power of human sin. Huh? Come on. And the power of Jesus' name. Amen. See, there's power in this example of money and greed. Amen. And I'm going to say again, the occult, the fortune telling, the sorcery. Come on, somebody.
the power of human sin is seen in three personal persons or spirits. Amen. Here, number one, there was the damsel, a slave girl possessed by what? A spirit of divination, huh? Or fortune telling, huh? Foretelling the future and the fate of the people. Amen. Now, I'm going to just give a little Greek definition here. It said the word python, referring to the large python serpent. Amen. In ancient myth, the Greek god Apollo was said to have slain the great serpent or dragon python. Amen. As a result, Apollo took both his great gift and predictions and his name. Apollo became known, amen, as Puteus Apollo or Python Apollo. The young slave girl is said to have the spirit of Python. Now, I'm just trying to teach you a little bit in this message tonight, because there are things that we need to have an understanding, because it has reason behind it. You know what I mean? And that's why this Illuminati, this Luciferianism, it's a cult, amen. It's so, and it's grown so rapidly. I'm going to just deal with our region, which is the United States of America, that it's people who I'm just calling, because it's not me, because I'm just calling like it is, amen. Some of you, amen, you got your guard down, and you've been bamboozled by their good looks and their notoriety and their fortune, amen. And you think it's okay, but it's not okay. Not according to God. Amen? So this young slave girl is said to have the spirit of a python. Amen. That is, the people thought she was the voice. Come on, somebody, huh? The oracle of the great Greek god Apollo. That's how a lot of mindsets are today. Like it was back then. You got these voices that's speaking, whether it's singing or whether it's speaking. And it appeared to be so popular. It has popularity. Come on, somebody, huh? It has influence. And a lot of people is bowed down. A lot of folks are not going to admit it, but if you look at the root of it, that's what happened. They are bowing down to these special, or should I say secret societies, that's operating in this occult. Come on, somebody, amen? Illuminati is so great. It's so mass in the United States of America. Even the as I said a few moments ago, the Luciferian, amen. All these are secret societies, amen. Scripture says that the young slave girl was possessed by an evil spirit, which gave her the power of fortune telling. And there are a lot of this still happening today, amen. And we approach these as if it's okay, but according to God's word, it's not okay. Amen. We got to be serious about our walk with God. Amen. And this is very serious. Amen. And as a result, people went to her for hope. Amen. Some of you right now are so down, so depressed and oppressed that you are resorting to these secret societies. Amen. Amen. And they're looking, amen, for some fuel. Amen. And if you don't give them what they desire, then they're going to fade away. Amen. See, some people, I'm talking about the body of Christ, because they're not grounded and they're not rooted in the word, that they have been overtaken by these secret societies. Amen. The Illuminati is so vast and so massive in the United States of America that it's people who practice this that you have no clue that they are, because they disguise themselves and they deceive people. Come on, somebody, amen. That's why we got to be grounded and we got to be rooted in the word of God. Amen. The point to see is the power of sin, my brothers and my sisters, to enslave and bind a person in the dark world of divination, which these areas fall under there. Fortune telling, witchcraft, black magic, sorcery, astrology, all false approaches to the truth are similar. They come from the dark world of evil spirits that cause people to put their trust
in such things as stars and sorceries and zodiac. Come on, somebody. Amen. And see, this should be going on outside the body of Christ, but this is going on within the body of Christ. Amen. I was one of those people, but once I, even though I got saved at first, I didn't know, but as I desired the Lord and I began to grow in the Lord, the Lord sent people across my path that would begin to teach me, amen, the, you know, the trueness of these, what, secret societies, amen. Just imagine, people are trusting such things instead of who? God. Yeah. They are trusting in all these things I've talked thus far instead of trusting in God. How deceived and blind men are. How dark the world is, the dark world of evil spirits that cause people to trust such things instead of, here we go, God. Amen. They keep people away from the word of God and the true promises of God. Amen. That blind people to the reality, as James opened up what, with prayer. Amen. Because they're blinded, they've been bamboozled by what appears to be good. The Bible says it's in the form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, that keep people away from the grace of God. See, the grace of God, of the grace of the only living and true God, the sovereign majesty of the universe, the only sovereign spirit who can what? Truly save you. Amen? Again, I'm going to say the power of sin is strong. It's very strong in the dark world of what? Evil spirits. Amen? Matthew 7, 22, 23 says, many will say, excuse me, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Again, that's Matthew 7, 22, 23. Amen. Matthew 24, 24 says this. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, in so much that if it were possible, listen to this, y'all, they shall deceive the very elect. Amen? It's possible. And the reason why they are going to, and they are, deceiving the elect, because we may allow a circumstance, amen, a situation in your life, you know, of oppression and depression, amen, and you know, and we're human, and we're going to go through certain things, but don't wallow in it. Are you hearing me, church? Amen. Because if you wallow in it, then you're going to see what appear to be good, you think good, but it's not. And it's going to come at you in many fashions, amen. I'm talking about several of them thus far. I want you just to take heed that this is real. And it can gain power over you if you get in your emotions. Come on. But there's a God. Amen. And he has a son named Jesus Christ. And I'm talking tonight about the power of the name of Jesus. Amen. Yes. Revelation 21:8 says, be but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and allelators and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Amen. And I'm going to continue on because I want to make a few points here before I get ready to close out this tonight. Amen. There were the men possessed by the spirit of greed and materialism. I'm going back to the word now, y'all. And we can relate that to today. There are people, not just men, but it's men in this particular scripture here, right? They are possessed by the spirit of greed and what? Materialism. And a young girl was a slave, being exploited by men to make money. They use her fortune telling ability to play upon the needs of the people. Yes, yes. For hope and confidence, amen. Self-esteem and direction, amen. And they want to gain much. Amen.
she was apparently the leader among all the soothsayers. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's some who operate, and there's always one who's a leader of all of them. Amen. The one who, from whom the upper class sought advice and counsel. Yes, yes, yes. This will explain why the people were riled up so quickly and why the magistrate or rulers acted so quickly in condemning who? Paul and Silas. See, Paul and Silas can be like me and you, doing the work of the Lord. Somebody is pissed off badly because you are sharing the good news. Amen. Don't think because they smiled at you. Some of them will smile, but some of them have a pit bull, and you know, back in my day growing up, a Doberman pinscher look, amen, ready to eat you alive, amen. And because you may be caught in your emotions, you may not see the truth behind that was being portrayed, amen. And that's why I want to share this tonight, amen, because it's very important that we understand. And whatever the form, the purpose of the strong and wealthy is always onefold. What? To satisfy either their desires and urges or to what? Fill their pockets. In the present passage, I say again, the emphasis is upon filling their pockets, upon greed and materialism. Amen? We got to understand, my brothers and sisters, that yes, 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 we are living in the last days, amen. It was the last days back then, and we still say the last days now. We can see things are growing so rapidly and so quick, amen. Let's point again. The point is the power of what? Human sin. Sin is so powerful that it can enslave a person and swamp him or her in the dark world, Illuminati, Luciferism, amen, of divine divination and the occult, of greed and materialism, amen, of deception and false witness, amen. Continue on. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. I hope that someone is receiving, amen, in this particular moment in your life, the word that is coming forth tonight, because it's coming forth in the obedience of Almighty God. Amen, amen, and amen. We give God the glory tonight. Amen. Now, I'm going to read these. It's Acts 4 and 12. I'm going to read it according to the God's word translation. It says, no one else can save us. Indeed, we can be saved only by the power of the one named Jesus and not by any other person. Verse 13, Acts 4 and 13, same translation, God's word. It says, after they found out that Peter and John, hear me now, after they found out that Peter and John had no education or special training, they was what? Surprised. To see how boldly they spoke, they realized that these men had been with Jesus. Do you know God is looking for you right now? He's looking for you who've been looked over, who've been passed over because you ain't got all these accolades hanging up inside. Come on, somebody. Amen. He's looking for that person who's just going to trust him, who understands that you've been purposed by God in this time in your life, amen, that you be criticized by the ones who have the accolades because they know that you don't have them. Come on, somebody, amen. I've done funerals, in my journey of the Lord, amen, and I call it this way, in some of the big wheels, amen, looking like, who is that? Where he come from? Are you hearing me? And I first started out preaching the gospel. The Lord showed me, said, you got to be in the midst of them in order to grow. He said, I got to expose you to a lot of things that's happening around you all the time. He said, but don't focus on them. He said, focus on me. Come on, somebody. And you will grow through this experience. I'm going to read again, verse 13. After they found out that Peter and John had no education or special training, they were surprised to see how boldly they spoke. They realized that these men had been with Jesus. Hey, man, there's some people trying to figure you out. They said, man, how in the world? This person carrying on like that, and then people are following them, and they talk about them, and they ain't been to this school or that school, and they ain't recognized by this sect or that sect, but yet something is different about them, and then it gives the opportunity for God to be glorified, amen? It gives people to understand, if you open your mouth humbly before them and say, it's not me, it's Jesus, amen? Jesus said, if I be lifted, I will draw all men unto me. The power of the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody, huh? It says in 1 Corinthians 3:11, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 5 through 6 says this, for there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified, what, in due time. I want to thank God. Because it's not about me. It's not about you. It's about Jesus Christ. It's about trusting Jesus. Amen. It's about giving him the due, the respect to his name. Amen. Hebrews 7:25 says, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for him. And I want to thank God, amen, and I hope that something has been said and done that it's been something that has broken, has set you free in some area tonight, amen. I want to go back over this again, y'all. We're talking about, and I want you to do your own study, amen, because these cults, these secret society is very prominent in the land today. Illuminati, you'd be surprised when you Google Illuminati and see the, who fall under that category, amen. Illuminati, secret society, Luciferian, amen. That's just naming two of them, but there's so many of them, and see, it was going on back then. According to the scripture, it is so prevalent today. You'll be shocked. Unless you have studied this, amen, like I have, you who have not, that's why God put me on this show tonight, amen, to expose, to reveal, that you may quicken your spirit, amen, to search out and to learn more about what I'm talking about tonight so that you will realize how important it is for you to stay humble before God and ask God for forgiveness, amen, because you may be that person or persons who have been following certain people, you know, thinking they was okay. That's why God sent me to talk about this tonight, amen, that you may realize how important it is, amen, to be able to, what Paul said about Timothy, to study, to show thyself approved unto God, that a workman need not be ashamed, but what is able to rightly divide the word of truth. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my Savior, my Redeemer, I thank you from whom all blessings flow. And I pray, Father God, that not me, but you, through me, has spoken in such a way that it has revealed and exposed, amen, these evil spirits that's perpetrating out here, Father God, and that we get caught up in our emotions and we don't even see you trying to show us what and how it really is. But thank you that you give me the opportunity tonight to be on this platform, to share in this area. And I will give you all the honor, glory, and praise. It's unto you I give my praise and my honor and my respect unto. And I pray these things tonight. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and amen. And I thank God again, as I said to you tonight, amen, that God is real, y'all. God is real. He's real to my soul, amen. And we thank God. We thank God. And we thank God. And as I get ready to play this song, amen, just bear with me as I get it set up, amen. Because it is so important. It is so important that the word of God that come forth that you get it, amen. So I'm going to play a song. Here we go.
Jesus, precious, Jesus.
us, James. On you, brother.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord on tonight. Thank God for that awesome word on tonight. I needed word for such a time as this.
Call your mama.
And to see, God always confirms his word.
What?
God always confirms his word. Pastor Norman King had no idea that as I was at the VA hospital yesterday after my radiation treatment, I was in the cafeteria, and I was sitting across from a young man and a woman at a different that goes to a different church than I do, and that's what they were talking about, the different, you know, witchcraft and the different evil spirits in the world, and people are accepting this stuff, not knowing what they're really dealing with. But Pastor King confirmed it tonight. You know, these are evil spirits, and these are societies that are actually going on in the world. And the enemy is using these societies, secret societies, and different witchcraft and voodoo and all this other black magic. And a lot of people, like he said, are truly being bamboozled because they don't know the word of God. So that's why it's important that we know God's word and we know the truth about what God's word says about our lives, that we can stand on God's word. We don't have to go through no horoscope. We don't have to use no astrology signs, because if we stand on God's word, our word is in God's word. God's word is everything that we need. So I just want to say to Pastor Norman King, just like I said earlier, he had no idea that I was in the midst of people yesterday at the cafeteria at the VA hospital. That's exactly what we were talking about, his message on tonight. So I pray that someone has received his word on tonight. The God's word will not go out, and it's not going to go out void. It's going to accomplish everything that God sets out for it to do. So he already knows who's going to be listening and what we all stand in need of. So I thank God for Pastor Norman King for being obedient, for standing up in holy boldness. I know because a lot of people don't want to hear this type of word on tonight, but this is the kind of word that we need to hear, because this is real and this is what we're really dealing with in life. And the word of God is already telling us that these are the type of things that we're going to be dealing with. So we got to have holy boldness. We got to be able to stand up on God's word and declare the goodness of Jesus Christ, so that men, women, boys, and girls that are spiritually blind, they will be able to come to the light and see that Jesus Christ is our risen Lord and Savior. And he's the only way. The only way that anyone can be saved is through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. So we thank God for this word on tonight. We continue to ask the listeners to continue to pray Pastor Norman King as he continues to be used by God, not only in over this worldwide platform ministry, but in his own ministry, wherever he goes, that God is using him, not only for Pastor Norman King, but every faithful doer of God's word all over the land. God is using his people today. That's what he wants to do. He wants to use me. He wants to use you to get out into the hedges and the highways and spread the good news of Jesus Christ, so that men will be compelled, after they hear God's word, they will be convicted in their hearts, and they will be able to open their own mouth and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive them of their sins and transgressions, so that they can turn around and ask him to save them in his name. Then once they're saved, they will come to know their own individual God purpose. They will be able to walk in it, live in it, and then fulfill it in the earth for God's glory. Because it's not about you. It's not about me. Just like Pastor Norman King, it's all about Jesus. Aren't you grateful on tonight that God chose you? I'm so grateful to be used by God. I don't know what to do. I can't even explain it. But I'm so glad he searches every heart. He knows who's for real and who's not. So God is not like man. He sits high and he looks low, and he is a promise keeper, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So I pray now on tonight that you have received this word, and I pray that you will share this word with others in your life, even those in your ministry, your job, your neighborhood, your community, your family and friends. Share this platform with them. Let them be able to go to this worldwide platform and pull it up and listen to this message on tonight for themselves, so they can hear it for themselves.
Oh, yeah.
So they cannot know that they did not know. So right now, we just got to give God glory, honor, and praise as we close out for tonight. And I'm asking all listeners, if you will please pray with me as we close out for tonight. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. Bless your name on tonight. Your word is true. And you're not a man that you shall lie. And neither is your son a man that he should repent. So we just thank you for your word that have come through Pastor Norman King on tonight. We pray, Lord, that this word has been love on tonight, and that people will be blessed and helped through your word on tonight. Now, Lord, we ask and pray, Lord, that you will continue to comfort and strengthen those that have believed on tonight all over the land. Please touch, heal, and intercept the nose that are sick in their body, because we know that you're still hoping miracles even on tonight. Heavenly Father, it's our prayer, hope, and desire that even on tomorrow, and every door that's all that's going to be opened in the name of Jesus all over the land, until the altar vessels even right now, wherever they are, stand on your feet on tomorrow, they will preach your word, Heavenly Father, declaring the good news of Jesus Christ, that souls will be saved, that backsliders will come back to the fold. Our prayer in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask you to continue to move by this. To drop them the desires of their hearts is our prayer in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen. That's all for tonight. Know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, we're going to continue to do what? We're going to continue to give God praise. Why? Because he's worthy to be praised, no matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like. But thank God, he is still in control. We're going to continue to give God praise. Until the next time, good night.
I'm kind of awake, I am. Okay, here we go.
Almighty Savior, come on, my soul loves thee.